Can you change a battery?
VICT Consultancy.
Hello, this is Paul Warner of VICT Consultancy. The Braille Note by HumanWear is, of course, one of the leading portable note-taking devices available today, the latest version being the Braille Note Apex. I happen to have two of the earlier versions, the Empower and its predecessor, the Braille Note BT. What is great about Braille Note takers such as the Braille Note is that they are far more portable than a laptop fitted with a Braille display, and often their batteries can last a whole day at work or in a place of study. My office laptop's battery used to die so often during meetings that I was eventually seduced by the 20 hours of battery life promised by the Braille Note BT. But alas, good things never last. Or at least the battery performance wanes over time, eventually to the point where you have to replace it. The company we now know as HumanWear grew out of a merger of two companies, which took place back in 2005. One of those companies, Pulse Data International, was the original manufacturer of the Braille Note, the first units being released in the year 2000. The Braille Note Empower was released in 2005, and that version bears the HumanWear name. But apart from the addition of some badly needed connectivity, the improvements to the Keysoft suite of applications could only be described as minor, especially after 5 years of the product's existence. The latest Braille Note version, the Apex, released in 2010, represents a major redesign of the hardware of the product, but again, the improvements to the Keysoft applications were only minor. Indeed, the Apex had to wait a further 18 months before an update to Keysoft allowed it to read PDF files. But if you read the overview of the specifications of the Apex on HumanWear's website, they include a convenient, user-replaceable battery. Is this really such a wonderful selling point in the second decade of the 21st century? Perhaps the reason for this amazing new feature being drawn to our attention is the fact that the battery in the older versions of the Braille Note is not user-replaceable. This podcast is all about that issue, the Braille Note battery scandal. So, you've been using your Braille Note BT or Empower for over a year or so, and you start to notice that you're not getting anything like the battery life you used to. You check the user guide in the Braille Note itself and find section 2.1, which refers to
the battery.
You read section 2.1.3, entitled Battery Care, which reads as follows.
Like all rechargeable batteries, as the Braille Note BT battery ages, its capacity reduces. If your Braille Note BT is used and charged every day, we expect that the battery will typically last 18 months before its capacity is noticeably lower than it was when new. To have the battery replaced, send the Braille Note BT back to an authorized service center. Do not attempt to replace it yourself.
From this, we understand that 1. The battery needs replacing every 18 months or so, and 2. You shouldn't do it yourself. Why can't you change the battery yourself? Well, one look at the casing of the Braille Note informs you that there is no battery compartment cover, which can be slid back to reveal the battery. So, it looks like the case has to be dismantled with a screwdriver. Okay, do you have a screwdriver? Or do you know someone who has one? Oh, why bother? I think I'll just send the unit back to HumanWear, as they recommend, and they can take care of it. That was how I was thinking until I called HumanWear in England to ask what was involved. What was involved was £170. That's about $260 to change a battery? After picking my phone and myself off the floor, and despite the warning in the user guide, I asked them if I could change the battery myself. Oh no, you can't do that. This is a special battery which can only be replaced by authorized human wear staff. So, why so expensive? I was told that the price is made up as follows. The special battery costs £70. It is specially made for the Braille Note and is not available anywhere else. Human wear have to buy this in, and they just recover the cost from the user. The cost of postage by courier within the UK is £20 each way, including insurance of course, and this makes a total of £40. On top of that, human wear charge £60 for 1 hour's labour to strip down the unit, replace the battery, and then for carrying out recalibration. I didn't pursue the matter with human wear, but this left me with a couple of Braille Notes with dying batteries. Assuming that I would only incur one set of postal charges, the expected bill for the replacement of the batteries in my two Braille units would be £300. That's about $480. Then I thought of the solution. Andrew.
Yes, Paul.
You are a qualified human wear engineer.
No, I'm not.
You're not? Okay. You're a qualified electronics engineer.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Do you have any qualifications in electronics?
No, not really.
What's your experience with electronics?
Taking, like, stuff apart when I was a kid with a screwdriver, and that's it.
That'll do. Right, that's the Braille Note there. Could you see if you can take the case apart and we'll see what the special battery looks like?
No problem.
How many screws are there? There
are six. Four which are exposed and two are underneath the wee feet at the back.
Mm-hmm.
Simple enough to take them out.
Well, okay, get to it then and we'll report what we find inside.
The wee feet, they come off quite easily as well. You just kind of push them off.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is.
Well,
there isn't a special battery.
But there must be a battery.
No, there are six batteries.
Six special batteries?
No, six AA batteries.
AA rechargeable batteries?
Mm-hmm.
But there must be something special about them, surely. Have they got any special writing or markings?
Nope. Just your run-of-the-mill rechargeable alkaline batteries.
Made in...
China.
In China?
Uh-huh.
So these are the kind of AA rechargeables that anyone could buy in a high street store or online?
Yeah. For next to nothing, I'd imagine.
Remember, the Braille Note user guide and the human wear staff refer to...
the battery.
That's not quite right. There are batteries, plural. Human wear refer to a special battery. That's not quite right. The batteries are not special at all. Human wear say that the battery cost them £70. I bought 12 AA rechargeables online for just under £18, enough for my two Braille Notes. And they were in the mid-price range. The user guide darkly warns...
do not attempt to replace it yourself.
They have a point there. But how difficult or dangerous should it be to change AA batteries? The question right at the beginning of this podcast asked if you can change a battery. The Braille Note has six of one of the most common of battery types. What's the problem? The problem is the laughably amateur design of the interior of the Braille Note. Back in 2008, my employer paid £3,200 for my Empower. A justifiably high price for state-of-the-art technology, you might think. Nope. Look inside your Braille Note and have a laugh. And then cry. The accommodation of the batteries in the Braille Note was clearly an afterthought by the designers. There is literally no room for the standard battery array of two columns of three batteries or even three columns of two, sitting nicely in the standard battery grooves. No, what we have here is a free-floating bundle of batteries, almost taped together. Well, taped is probably an exaggeration, but the principle is the same. In fact, a hard plastic binding is used as a very rough way of keeping the batteries together. If you were to imagine a row of four batteries lying end to end, and another similar row lying alongside it, you would have eight batteries, right? Now, take away a battery at one end, and another battery from one of the pairs in the middle. Yes, that's how the batteries are configured in the Braille Note, so that they can fit in between the surrounding circuitry. There are bits of this and that holding this strange configuration together, all lovingly bundled up in the makeshift plastic sheath. In other words, a complete shambles. The arrangement is so bizarre and fiddly that it was impossible for Andrew to install the batteries in the same configuration himself. So I took my two Braille Notes and the new batteries to TechBytes, a local computer repair shop. They installed the batteries and both machines now work perfectly. In fact, Andy, the tech who did the work, said that he had soldered the new batteries together and that the end result was that his configuration is even more stable than the HumanWare one. As for recalibration, mentioned by HumanWare, I don't know what they're talking about. There was no special firmware reconfiguration to be done. Only the date and time information needed to be reset. But BrailleNote users themselves will be familiar with this. Even if your BrailleNote does need to be recalibrated, there is a relatively simple procedure for this described in section 2.1.5 of the BrailleNote User Guide. You don't need an engineer to do that. You can do it yourself. And how much did the local repair shop charge? £30. That's about $48. Add to that the cost of the batteries and some taxi fares to get to the shop, and we're talking about a total of around £55. And remember, that's for two Braille Notes, not one. Maybe HumanWare misleads people about the battery in order to dissuade customers from finding out how badly the older versions of the Braille Note were designed. I don't know. But why have they been doing this for years and needlessly taking large sums of money from blind customers in the process? And if they feel any shame at all at having sold such a badly designed product for thousands of pounds, surely they could replace the batteries for free even after the warranty expires. No, HumanWare have no shame, and they want your money any way they can get it. I call that a scandal.